World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Portugal are through. But if you watched that match and thought the main story was simply that they beat Croatia, I think you missed the real point. The scoreline says progress. The feeling around Portugal says strain. And the human face of that strain is still Cristiano Ronaldo, because every Portugal match at this stage becomes two stories at once. The team trying to move on in the bracket, and the tournament asking whether one of its biggest symbols is still carrying authority or simply carrying weight. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. Portugal's 2-1 win matters, of course. It changes the bracket. It keeps a major contender alive, and it protects a team that would have faced very different questions if it had stumbled here. But what stood out across the coverage was not serenity. It was tension. Portugal advanced without fully calming the game, and that matters because the knockout rounds punish emotional looseness, even when talent gets you through one more night. For me, that is the real issue. And that takes us straight into England, because yesterday the question was whether England could survive the warning signs around them. Today the question is whether they can control the environment around them. Coverage ahead of their Mexico test focused on England trying to keep the venue quiet, or at least manageable, which tells you something important about this World Cup in North America. Atmosphere is no longer decoration. It is part of the contest. That is where the tension actually is. Harry Kane was yesterday's stabilizer. Today the pressure shifts again, and I think Jude Bellingham becomes the more interesting figure to track emotionally. Kane can rescue a match. Bellingham often has to give England their personality. In a hostile setting, against the noise and the emotional pull of the moment, that matters. England do not just need clean passing and structure. They need somebody who can make the team feel bigger than the occasion instead of smaller than it. That matters more than the scoreline. This is also where today feels different from the last two episodes. On July 1st, the story was Mexico turning pressure into relief and Mbappé turning France into a statement team. On July 2nd, the story was the United States finally breaking through, only for Balogun's red card to change the meaning of that breakthrough immediately. Today, the mood has shifted again. We are moving from arrival stories to control stories. The question is not only who got through. The question is who now looks emotionally equipped for what comes next. That is the tournament moment now. Spain fit neatly into that frame. Their next test is interesting not because people doubt their talent, but because this phase of the World Cup is exposing something subtler than talent gaps. Can a team impose rhythm when the match gets jumpy? Can it keep emotional control when the crowd, the opponent, and the occasion all try to speed the game up? Spain are one of the teams who should be able to do that. But should is doing a lot of work in this tournament. Honestly, that is where this gets interesting. And even when we move away from the giant names and traditional contenders, the host region angle is still impossible to ignore. The scale of this World Cup, the travel, the weather, the management of venues, the way crowds can tilt the emotional temperature of a match day, all of that is still shaping the football. We talked about heat and kickoff disruption earlier in the week. Today, the continuation is a little more mature, not just whether conditions are difficult, but which teams are adapting faster than everybody else. That is the real competitive edge. I also want to stay disciplined here and not over-repeat the United States story. It is still one of the biggest North American threads because Balogun's absence hangs over the Belgium match. And because home soil expectation is now very real. But without a sharper, fresh development in the last 24 hours, I do not think today should become another U.S.-heavy episode. The better editorial choice is to keep that story on the watch list and make room for the newer pressure lines opening up around Portugal and England. That is why freshness matters. So if you want the simplest version of today's World Cup picture, here it is. Portugal advanced, but not peacefully. England are not just preparing for an opponent, they are preparing for an atmosphere. Spain are entering the kind of stage where control matters more than promise. And across the bracket, the teams that survive from here may be the ones who handle pressure most cleanly, not the ones who looked most glamorous a week ago. That is the clearest read on the day. And the people to watch inside that story are obvious. Ronaldo, because every Portugal step still carries historic emotional weight. Bellingham, because England need personality under pressure, not just discipline. Kane, because stability is still his job. And then the coaches around them, because this phase of the tournament can turn one anxious night into a referendum on authority. That is why this feels human, not just tactical. Over the next match day, I am watching three things. I am watching whether Portugal can make the next game feel less dramatic than the last one. I am watching whether England can play through noise instead of reacting to it. And I am watching whether one of the big control teams, especially Spain, can finally give us a performance that looks calm from start to finish. That is what matters next. See you tomorrow.